WCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Before calling the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Tonight, we have 15 early check-ins, including myself and my husband. We have Mr. Fred and Ms. Isla, W4FCM and N4IEI, checking in from Traveler's Rest. Next up, we have Mr. Pat, K4OSH, checking in from Simpsonville. Next is Nathan, KJ4RQZ, checking in from Traveler's Rest. We have Mr. Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Next up, I'd like to welcome Tyler, checking in from Taylor's, W4CTW. Mr. Marshall, checking in from Jacksonville, Florida, W4MKH. Then Jim, checking in from Dacusville, KO4RAX. Then Mr. Bill, checking in from Anderson, KC4W. Chris, checking in from Greenville, KO4RUR. Leroy, checking in from Taylor's, KA5WLL. And Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, North Carolina, KO4HKX. And Mr. Landon, checking in from Dacusville, KG4WNP. Also, I'd like to recognize my husband, Mark, W2MJB, who is walking our big dog Shadow at the moment. So, thank you to everyone for taking advantage of the early check-in. It's nice to have you join us that way when you can't join us on the net at 9 p.m. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there are any new hams that would like to check in. If you're new to the hobby, newly licensed, this is a great time to check in. You can, if you're comfortable with the process, go ahead and just come right on, or if not, I'll walk you through the process. Just come on the radio and say net control. All right, I'll go ahead and move to our Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll stick around.
So Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, John, and I'm in Honeypot, South Carolina, and I'll just be short time tonight. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net.
At control, this is Kilo, Oscar 4, November, Uniform, Echo. And KO4RYP. We are in Reims, France tonight. Please check us in net, Miss Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, John, checking in from Brown Summit. Thank you for checking in tonight, John, and I have you down for some RAG 2 later. Next up, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Honeypath, KF4CKT. Thanks for joining us tonight. I hope your net went well. And then I'd like to recognize Mr. Chad, checking in from France tonight, KO4NUE, and he brings along his wife, Miss Anna, KN4RYP. Thanks for joining us tonight. Chad, it'll be good to hear your adventures when you get home, and I hope you're able to get back to sleep, because I know it's a crazy time, like 5 hours ahead of us or something like that. So, I appreciate you staying on the line. I'm coming on the line to check in. I understand if you exit early, because you're probably a little low on sleep, but thanks for checking in tonight.
KN4HTP, KO4NUE, put me down for comments, Miss Wendy.
All right, Mr. Chad, I have you down for some comments later, KO4NUE. And my husband passed along a message from Walt that you've got a photograph. You found a frog strangler there in France, so I'm anxious to hear about that. So anyway, thanks for joining us tonight, and then we'll talk with you in a little while. All right, let's see, back to the check-in. We'll go ahead and move on to our regular radio check-ins at this time, and this being Monday night, we're going to start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
TP. Wendy, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and say hello to Mark, and we'll be negative and negative, but we will stick around and see what Chad's got to tell.
Number 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Portable, June in Telos, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. And I will pass along your greetings to Mark, and glad you're going to listen in to hear the adventures in France. Next up, I'd like to welcome Jean, checking in Portable from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jean. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control. Net Control. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville, en route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Nelson, checking in from Greenville, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Good to hope you have a good drive, a safe trip. All right, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4 Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4 JIA Dennison Gaffney. Good evening to you and all on that. 73.
HTP. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
You and Mark are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling that. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4HTP. Wendy, always good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dennis checking in from Gaffney. KG4JIA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dennis. Next up, I'd like to welcome James checking in from Tuxedo. KK4JFO. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction, Mr. James. Next, I'd like to welcome Sid checking in from Fletcher. W4IOE. And I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife Donna checking in from Greer. KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. Is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
One India, Mike X-ray, Doc in Townville, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Doc, checking in from Townville, W1IMX. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, at this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Again, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville. And Wendy, also please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. My wife, Pam. We're negative and negative tonight, and thanks for calling the net.
KN4HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
STP. Tell Mark I says hello. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative tonight, Wendy.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile in Piedmont tonight, 73 to you and all of the net, I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Melvin, checking in from Hendersonville, W4MHE, and his wife, Miss Pam, KZ4PAM. Thanks for checking in tonight, and please pass along my greetings to Miss Pam. Next up, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO, and she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, thanks for checking in, and please pass along my greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome David, checking in from Shoals Junction, WT3M. Thank you for joining us tonight, David. Then I have Mr. Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next up, I'd like to welcome Fred, who is checking in mobile from Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thanks for joining us tonight, and I hope you had have a good evening out your direction as well. All right, at this time, we'll give another opportunity to the group Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec Through Tango. Quebec Through Tango. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I didn't hear anything there the first time, so we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group. Quebec Through Tango. Quebec Through Tango, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call Net Control to check in.
Call Sunrise, please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, at this time, I'll give another opportunity for anyone in the group, Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Just check me in and out tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Columbus. KE4ZHF. Thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. I hope you have a good evening. At this time, I will go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Andy, Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. And Mark and all on the net.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. And can't wait to hear the news about the Frog Strangler.
4HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Hey Wendy, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Piggins. And negative and negative, and good evening to a home.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative 73s to everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS. And he brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy, and I hope you, too, have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave, and thank you for the extra time you put in to be the net manager. Next, I'd like to welcome Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Nice to hear you on the radio, Kurt. Thank you for joining us. Next up, I'd like to welcome Rowan from Pickens, K1CJW. Thank you for checking in tonight. I hope you have a good evening. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Easley, KV2BYQ. Hope you have a good evening out there in the direction of Easley. Thank you for checking in. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open up the check-in to the large group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone who hasn't had the chance yet to check in, please do so by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
Direct to you. That wrong with Net Control. Please check in KI4SKY. James in Grover, North Carolina. Good evening.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James checking in from Grover, KI4SKY. Thank you for joining us tonight, James. It's good to hear you on the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Duncan checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thank you for joining us, Duncan. I hope you're having a good evening. All right, at this time, I'll give another opportunity for anyone that would like to check in. We're going all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2. At this time, I have two stations ready for RAG 2, and I'm going to go to Chad first, since he's up in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., I think, where he's at in France. So, KO4NUE, are you still tuned in?
KN4HTP, this is KO4NUE. How are you tonight, Miss Wendy?
Well, I like the cooler weather we're having, so I'm pretty pleased about that. But I have to say I was disappointed last night. The Braves did not win, and so they did not end the World Series in a very timely manner. They were looking good, though. They got a grand slam in the home run in the first inning. So I was optimistic, but they ended up losing hope. Okay, spoiler alert, I'm going to say the score, but I guess I already gave it away because I said who won, in case anybody was saving the game. But they lost 9-5 in the, yeah. So anyway, I was a little disappointed, but hey, they still have a chance, and they're still looking pretty hot to win. So how's your trip been so far?
Oh, my goodness. KO4NUE. So as far as the beaches go, honestly, Miss Wendy, I'm just not prepared to discuss those at all. I thought that when I was on the beach that I have absolutely no words to describe that situation. Matter of fact, the whole area, I'm not sure I can do it justice, to be honest with you, as far as describing, you know, what it looked like and what, just how it affected me just standing there looking at it. So I am going to reserve the beaches for another day until I can find a much better way to describe what, you know, what I saw and what I felt there. It was quite amazing to see and hear a perspective other than ours about what happened on D-Day. So, but I would like to talk with you about this whole frog strangling thing that you have brought into the net. Me and Walt have been talking about it for months, and I think I have found where the frog strangler has come from.
This is KN4HTP, KO4NUE. Well, I am, I can hear the emotion in your voice when you're talking about those speeches, and I cannot even imagine because, you know, the only things I've seen are bits and pieces of movies, and I just can't imagine. I cannot even seeing, you know, them trying to depict what it was like. So I respect you for going there to experience it and taking it in. And I'll be interested to hear when you're ready to put things into words. But I think we're all dying to hear about the frog strangler.
Okay, so this is for everybody on the net. A couple months ago, Miss Wendy said that she was talking about rain and how much rain we had received. And she said that last night was a real frog strangler. And me and Walt talked about it for a couple of weeks, and we just could not, for the life of us, figure out what Wendy was talking about with frog strangling. So, me or Walt one just flat out asked her one night, "Wendy, what is a frog strangling?" And she said, "Well, that's a lot of rain." Well, we've never, you know, we told her we've never heard anything about a frog strangler before. So, Miss Wendy, I just want to let you know, I have come all the way to France, and I have figured out who the frog strangler is, and I want to tell you about it for a couple of minutes.
4HTP, KO4NUE, you are such a good storyteller. You are building the suspense big time, so out with it, please.
KN4HTP, KO4NUE, and the net. So, 2 days ago, we went to the cathedral in Bayeux. And it is the most beautiful structure I think I have ever seen. Besides Saddam Hussein's palace. It was a palace. Now, this is a cathedral, you know, different category, but the building was enormous and just beautiful, just so beautiful, you know. So we got to go inside the chapel while they were having a cathedral, while they were having service, and listen to the organs and the bagpipes and things like that. And I was just, had been to the beaches two days prior, and I was able to keep my emotions under control while I was at the beaches. But when I got in that cathedral and started listening to those huge organ pipes, I lost all composure. I guess things had just been building for a couple of days, and when I heard that beautiful music, I just wept. I mean, it was just quite an experience, to be honest with you. And so after that, we decided to go see the Tapestry. And let me cycle. I'll be right back. So the Tapestry is a 70-meter long piece of linen that William the Conqueror, his wife, the Queen, ordered that this tapestry be built by the ladies of the court. It's 70 meters long. And its intent was to be put together to tell a story about Ivan the Conqueror and two other kings. I cannot remember their names. And this, once it stretched out, it was intended to be stretched out in the cathedral across the street during meals and party occasions. So when you sat down in the center of the cathedral, you had this tapestry that wraps all the way around you. And it is so beautiful. I mean, those women who stitched that thing, they put every little detail on it. Well, you can Google it, and it is a linen cloth sewn that tells a story. And it basically tells a story of a battle between three kings and how France was won, about how basically the Vikings defeated the French kings, ending with William the Conqueror. But it's broken into panes, sections. And you look at the sections, and there is a in each section. The whole linen tells one complete story. You can Google it. They fussed at me pretty hard, and threatened to take my cell phone because I was trying to take a picture of it, or a video of it, because I found a picture of the Frog Strangler in the Tapestry. KN4HTP, KO4NUE, do you have any comments up to this point, Miss Wendy?
Well, I'm dying to find out if the Frog Strangler is one of the kings or the soldiers or what. So, I'm very interested.
Oh, while one of the kings was en route to go tell another king that the first king has told me that I am going to be the successor to the crown, he takes his men and the women and all of the things that go, and they travel to another land to tell this other king, which is basically a Viking, that you are going to have to bow down to me because the first king told me that I'm going to be the next king. So the Viking king didn't like that at all. So they started a battle. And if you'll look at the tapestry, you can Google it and see some wonderful stitching on there. You have to look real close, but there's one section in there where they had to camp beside a swamp. And one of the soldiers, they were told to go and gather food. And while they're gathering food, one of the soldiers catches some frogs. And he butchers the frogs, and you can see in the pain, there's a bunch of frog legs piled up at the edge of his feet. And in the stitching above, there is some rain, lots of rain. So, my mind, the way it works, decided that since we cannot find out where your term frog strangling came from, then I'm going to deduce that it had to be King William the Conqueror, because they didn't have anything else to eat. They killed a bunch of frogs, and it was raining like crazy. So, what do you think? You think that'll work?
KO4NUE, this is KN4HTP. I could not have come up with a better backstory on the frog strangler if I had tried. That is so perfect. And it's even funnier because you talked about not wanting to eat a frog leg yourself. Oh, no, that was a snail. I remember it was a snail. But anyway, oh, that is so awesome. It's such a fun story for you to tell us, too. And a unique meaning, I'm sure, that to be found in the tapestry. I wonder if the tour guide was interested in hearing your tale or not.
No, all the tour guide was interested in was trying to confiscate my phone while I was taking a picture of this supposedly frog strangler. And then it dawned on me that, hey, you know, I can always go to the internet and, you know, pull a snip off of it. So you can take a look at it. And if anybody ever asks you that question again, you tell them, actually, frog strangling came from the year 1066, and it was such an important thing that it was sewn into a wonderful, beautiful tapestry that explains the history of France. So, there you go. I am convinced that that is where frog strangling came from. Now, and I am glad that you have given us some culture with the term frog strangling. And just want to be clear with everybody on the net that this is my deducement. Sometimes my deducements are not always correct. But unless you can find a better one, then that's the one we'll stick with. KO4NUE KN4HTP.
KO4NUE, this is KN4HTP. I am totally looking that up after I conclude my evening on the radio. But now I'm going to ask you a difficult question, which would be the spelling of a French word or two, the name of the chapel or the name of the tapestry.
You should be able to do a Google search. Type in bio, and that's B-A-E-Y-E-X, I believe. That's close enough. And then just type in the word tapestry. And like I said, it's 70 meters long. And it is quite a magnificent piece of history. It was sewn in 1066. And during World War II, it was used, some soldiers took it out of the cathedral and used it to cover two wagons full of weapons. And one of the officers in charge realized what it was. So he took it and wrapped it up and put it in his office so it would not be damaged. And after the war was over, the townspeople decided that they were going to have a parade to celebrate their freedom, and decided that they would take the tapestry and cut it into pieces so that it could be displayed by different groups in the town. And someone stepped up and said, no, you know, this is, you know, piece of our history, you know, we can't cut it up. So they ended up putting it on display in a controlled environment. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it just a wonderful pictograph story, you know. I won't dwell on that because I don't want to bore everybody. But I just want to let you know that I think frog stranglers may have come from France. And, man, that's got to be a wonderful story.
HTP. I am totally going to take the seeds from that story and turn it into a thrilling campfire story to share with my nieces and nephews when I get together with them for hiking over the summer. Oh, that is so cool. Anyway, thanks a bunch, Chad. Thanks for staying up late, and thanks for being on the hunt for the answer to the frog strangler mystery.
Okay, Miss Wendy. Well, you know, fact or fiction, you decide. That's up to you. But if you'll check out the tapestry, you can see what I'm looking for. Now, it's really busy. There's a lot going on, but you can clearly see it. You know, there'll be some frog legs at the bottom of the panel, and you know, where they've killed some other animals and things like that for a meal. So, at any rate, having a wonderful time. We are very tired. The whole jet lag thing has really, really been difficult. And one other thing I want to share with you before I leave is when I got to France, we had to bring health paperwork with us, showing our vaccines and that we were COVID free. And me and my wife both had to stand in line and stood in front of a computer system here in France. And just as soon as I walked in front of it, it scanned my face and knew exactly who I was, where I was from, my address, my telephone number, everything. And the attendant brought me behind the counter and said, "Is this you? Is this information correct?" And I just not quite sure how I think or feel about that. I'm still trying to figure that all out, but don't know what to say about that. I'll let you go with it in your mind, but just kind of interesting and a little bit hooky too. So with that said, Miss Wendy, I know you got other people talking that want to talk, but I will tell you exactly what I think it was like here. I just cannot describe to you how difficult this invasion was and how it has affected the generations of Frenchmen up to now. But I need more time to think about that, where I can extract the emotion portion of it and get a clear way of thinking about it. But right now there are no words, absolutely no words that I can find, but I will find them. KO4NUE and KN4HTP. I'll be clear on your final with me, Miss Wendy.
KN4HTP. That identification system that you mentioned, that would totally freak me out. I know that technology exists, but I would have been freaked out. So for them to scan my face and have all that information, don't like it. So, thanks for sharing parts of your adventure with us. It's been very interesting, and I hope you have a safe and great adventure for the remainder of your trip, and good health, and try some sidewalk cafes or something fun, or smuggle your C-rations or MREs around. Anyway, I just love all the adventure you're having, so please say hello to your wife in the morning for us, and have a good trip.
Okay, we will, Miss Wendy. I may hang around for some comments. I've had some pretty bad insomnia since I've been here, and even worse, heartburn. So I'll hang around for a few minutes and, you know, see if anybody wants to talk after the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you and the net. I hope everyone's doing well. And, so if you approve it, I think we may have a good explanation of where frog strangling came from. KO4MUE, KN4HTP. I'm clear but listening.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks. I love to get the ideas for tall tales. So that's a fun one for the frog strangler for sure. All right, at this time, we'll take a break from Rag 2 and see if there's anyone that I have missed for check-ins. We're taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check-in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, next up for Rag 2 is my friend John, KN4RJN. John, are you still tuned in?
This is KN4RJN. I'm still here, Wendy. Did you have a good Halloween?
I did have fun this Halloween, but my fun was just, I went to a party for at our church for kids. Because I'm a Sunday school teacher there, I teach the 9-year-old kids. There's like 12 of them in there, just adorable. But anyway, so I went to the party that was for the kids, and I gave out candy. They called it a trunk or treat. And so a bunch of people parked their cars in the parking lot, and most people decorated the back of their minivan, but I'm not a minivan owner, so I just opened my trunk and sat on the edge and gave out candy and took some old phones I have collected. I am an odd scavenger, and when I'm out hiking and I see something dead, I collect pieces of it. So I got my box. I had the tailbone of a horse. I had a sheep skull. I had some sort of a cat skull, not a house cat, but some sort of cat that lives in the woods. I had a piece of a beaver skeleton, all kinds of weird stuff. Anyway, I put it in a cardboard box and put it in the trunk so that only the tall kids could see what was in the box. And then, of course, my 9-year-olds, I told them they had to come and see me and see what I had in my box before I would give them candy. And so I showed them all the skulls and the eye sockets and had them guess what the horse tailbone was and all that kind of stuff. So it might have been creepy, but for me, it's totally normal. So anyway, that was kind of fun. But then, you know, after that, I just watched the kids. I gave out the candy and watched the kids in their costumes and thought, oh, how fun it is for them to just have a holiday where they get to dress up and people like to give them candy. What more could a kid ask? So that was quite fun. The other morning, it was about 1:30, I walked out my front door. This is not a Halloween story. And Orion was right there in the sky, right out my front door. So that was nice, too, because whenever I look at the stars, I always go out the back door. So I found Orion, and but I watched him for quite a while and did not see any meteors. So that was past the peak time for the meteor shower that was predicted. So anyway, how was your Halloween?
This is KN4RJN. We had a good one. This neighborhood is fairly heavily populated with children, and we had gobs of folks, you know, and I got out my telescope and set it up, and Jupiter and Saturn were up, so I was showing them Jupiter, and all four of the Galilean moons were out, and swing it over and look at Saturn, and they could see the rings, and they got a kick out of that. But we had people, one guy up the road hooked a trailer to his tractor and put lights all over it and driving through the neighborhood with a bunch of kids, and then a couple other folks had, you know, golf carts and other conveyances of pulling, you know, trailers full of children through the streets, and a lot of people in this neighborhood set up at the end of their driveway and just to make it easier, so, you know, the streets are filled with children and adults and whatnot, and I had several kids come up and look in the scope and, oh, wow, and their parents and whatnot. So we had a good time, and we punched out a lot of candy, but we still got quite a bit left over, and I was reading the comics this morning, and Dagwood, a couple of kids knocked on his door and said, trick or treat, and he said, guys, you know, Halloween was yesterday, and they said, yeah, we're here for the leftovers, and I thought, you know what, we ought to establish a holiday like they do for Christmas. The day after Christmas is Boxing Day. Well, the day after Halloween, the, you know, parents with all the leftover candy go around and dump it on somebody else to get it out of the house. And I don't know if that'll catch on or not, but anyway. So we had a good time, and it was fun. I had several kids really interested in it, so I may get a few callbacks on that. I don't know, but other than that, that's about all that's happening here in the screaming metropolis of Brown Summit. What else is going on down your way?
Well, since we've lived here in South Carolina, I found it always works well to send all the leftover candy to work with my husband. He leaves it in the, I don't know, the break room or the lunch room or someplace, and it gets gobbled up. I'm always surprised. I think everybody probably has leftover candy, and they're all sick of it, but he takes, no matter how much we have leftover, he takes it, and it gets consumed. So people really like chocolate.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, and I understand that, but our daughter's birthday was the weekend before that, so... And our friend that's living with us likes to bake a lot. So she made cupcakes and a cake and a big cookie cake. And then we had all this Halloween candy. So we've got to get some of this stuff out of here or we're all going to gain 20 pounds. So, you know, and I haven't got a workplace to take it. My wife, there's a teacher warehouse organization. They gather things and give them out to teachers. She's thinking of taking it there and let teachers put it in their little reward boxes to use in school and get rid of it that way. But we've got a fair amount. The guy next door had a huge tub full of candy, and he told me later, he says part of that was left over from last year. So it's like, and they didn't quite have the number of kids this year that they've had in years past, probably because it was a Sunday night, but. We had quite a few. We had a few hundred come through, but anyway, yeah, I've got to figure out what to do with all that candy besides, you know, eat it, and the cupcakes and the cookie cake. We sent the cake home with my daughter, so we got that out of here. But we still got quite a bit of stuff left over.
It's to me to save Halloween candy from one year to the next. It's really too bad he didn't get rid of it all this year either, because after another year, the kids are going to know when they take a bite, oh, this chocolate bar is a little old. I think that's really smart if you want to store your Halloween candy from year to year. That's a good one. Well, how many, it sounds really interesting to see the rings of Saturn. How many rings are you able to differentiate?